them a new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house.
Well, Halloween is almost here, Craig. Well, I don't know.
It is, really?
It's been in the store since August, and the candy's been there, and now the inflatables are there, and boxes of bones and skeletons are out there. A good time to bring our favorite paranormal podcaster back online with us. True Ghost Stories, Jim Harold's Campfire 5 is being released. Jim joins us this morning. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? Happy Halloween, and you always have the best bumper music.
Well, you know, you probably have come used to knowing all of the different kind of haunted and ghost songs that are out there. We sing about it, but yet we are a little bit fearful of some of the rattling that goes on. We thank you for stopping by this morning. You've got a lot more campfire stories. Tell people who have not been talking with us in the past, listening, you, I guess, get these from your listeners, right?
Yes, I do a podcast called Jim Harold's Campfire. Been doing it since 2009. And over the last few years, every year we put out a book of some of the best stories that we've featured on the show. Each book has about 70 stories. You can read them in any order. And just came out with a new one, Jim Harold's Campfire True Ghost Stories 5, and 70 more spooky stories to freak you out.
And some of them come from, I guess, from people that you say who have had these experiences. Do they tell it and then you rewrite it? How do you get it into a book form? A lot of people have experiences, but they don't real translate well to a written page.
Yeah, what we do is, well, we have the podcast, which comes out every week, and we pick the best stories. And then we do kind of rewrite them a little. We don't really change the facts. We don't try to gin it up and make it more exciting than it is, because the emphasis is true ghost stories. So this is as the people have told it. We just edit very lightly to make it flow a little bit better. And, you know, we have people from all over the country, actually all over the world. In this most recent book, we have stories from the United Kingdom, Australia, and, of course, the United States and Canada.
So, Jim, where do you fall on this? Paranormal, ghosts, that kind of thing? Are you a believer?
I am what I would call a skeptical believer. In other words, I believe there's definitely something going on. I started my first podcast on the paranormal, which continues to this day, the Paranormal Podcast, back in 2005. Figured I'd do it 6 months and have it all figured out. But honestly, I'm more convinced something is going on, but I'm less convinced of what it is. So actually, the podcasting has done a great job of confusing me more about the whole subject. But I definitely think there's something going on. And I have people who, from all walks of life, from doctors to lawyers to ditch diggers. And they really have nothing to gain by coming on the program and telling these stories. And I believe, especially the ones I select for the book, they're coming from a very sincere place. So I believe people are experiencing things. And I think everybody listening today, either themselves or someone they know and trust, have had a strange experience they can't explain.
So let's talk about some of those strange experiences. What can you detail one of them for us? I'll let you pick out some from the many that you have in this book.
Yeah, well, there's a really interesting phenomenon going on. It's called black-eyed children or black-eyed kids. People are reporting that these kids knock on their door and ask to come into their house. It's almost like there's some kind of almost like zombie-like creature. And it's really picked up a lot of steam the last few years, and it's very spooky. And people have said that they've encountered these kids, and then they'll have strings of bad luck. We have a story like that in the book. But this one is from Tony from Tennessee, and he talked about he came home from his apartment from work about 1 o'clock in the morning. He was sleeping. He'd had a funny feeling all night. All of a sudden, he heard a knocking on the door. Now, he lives near a college, so he thought it was kids fooling around. Wasn't. Opened the door, and there was a girl standing there, and she was about 13 or 14 years old, and she looked down at the ground, and she said, "They sent me here." And he felt very uneasy, didn't know what's going on. And he said, "Who sent you here?" And she said, "Just please let me in." And then he felt this cold wind sweep over him, and his stomach was turning. He said that he'd never felt that before. And then he hadn't made eye contact, and she just kept saying, please let me in. And he said, I'll go get a phone and give it to you outside. You can use the telephone. Do you need to call somebody? She said, no, please let me in. They sent me here. And then he added, I'm getting the phone and calling the police. And she said, let me in. And then she looked up at him and said, let me in. This is only going to take a minute. And then she looked up, and her eyes were totally black inside the eyes. There were no white, total black. He said it put him back on his heels. He called the police. He turned around, grabbed the phone. When he swiveled back, the girl had disappeared. And then he called the police. Of course, the police thought he was crazy and said, a little girl shows up and a grown man is worried about that. And he said he just felt uneasy, didn't know what it was, but that girl disappeared and she had just a very sinister feeling. And this is something a lot of people haven't heard of, the black-eyed kid phenomena. And it's kind of scary because it always follows that same narrative. They knock on the door. They want in. What do they want? What do they want, Bruce? Maybe they want your soul. I don't know.
I have no idea. But this is something that's occurring to more than one person.
Yes.
In other words, it's happening.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we have one story in the book where a gentleman, his wife or his girlfriend saw one. And then her car broke down, car caught on fire. She got sick. Her brother got sick. The caller, who's normally super healthy, got sick. Just this long string of bad luck. And this is being reported all over the world. Just one of the kind of stories, not just ghost stories, but just really stories of the weird.
So now I need to change the sign on my door that says no solicitors to add, and you black-eyed kids, you.
Exactly. You exactly.
What about the snuggling ghost? This doesn't seem too bad.
Well, I don't know. I kind of feel like I don't know that I would not necessarily want that to happen. But this happened to one of our callers. This is Kim from Arizona. And she said in 2001, her and her husband rented a small home. And then her ex-husband didn't believe in anything paranormal. She, on the other hand, had been a lifelong believer. She started noticing in the house the smell of roses. She thought it was one of those plug-in fresheners,
right,
but she could never find it. Then she started to smell cigarette smoke, and she couldn't find it. And then all of these weird things started happening. For example, her husband was very meticulous about lining up cans in the pantry, and then one day she found one in the middle of the floor standing up with its label facing out like somebody put it there. So, again, just weird things happen. Then the ex-husband, who didn't believe, was taking a shower and smelt somebody cooking stew. He smelled pots and pans. He heard pots and pans rattling. He came down, thought it was his wife at first, his girlfriend, and then figured out, well, it can't be. She can't be home yet. He goes downstairs expecting to find an intruder cooking dinner, and there's nothing. Then the capper of it is the part about the ghost bedmate. One day, she's asleep. Her ex-husband had left for work. And all of a sudden, she wakes up. She looks at the doorway, and she sees an elderly woman standing in her bedroom wearing a yellow house coat. She had long gray stringy hair, and she was solid like a real person. And she says to this woman, to Kim, she says, I'm really cold and I don't feel good. Can I come into bed with you? Now, at this time, Kim recognizes this is the ghost that's been causing all the havoc. And she said, no way am I letting a ghost crawl into bed with me. She said she heard on TV, so she followed it, didn't know if it would work or not. She told the ghost, you need to go to the light. It's warm there, and your family and friends are waiting for you. So this woman walked into the bedroom. She went past the foot of the bed. Then she stopped. Then she looked up at the corner of the room and vanished. And nothing ever happened in the house again. And Kim says, I think she was cold, and maybe she just wanted to get warm by snuggling.
Wow. Oh, well. True ghost stories. You've got 70 of these. The Jim Harold's Campfire, Volume 5. Jim, if people want to find out more about you and your books or listen to some of those paranormal podcasts, where's a good place for them to get in touch with you?
they can go to the website at jimharold.com, J-I-M-H-A-R-O-L-D.com, and they can find the books at amazon.com. Just search for Jim Harold, J-I-M-H-A-R-O-L-D, and they can read them in any order. The new one's out, and the new one today is 99 cents on the Kindle. So if you have a Kindle app on your phone or you have a Kindle, for a limited time only, as they say, you can get Campfire 5 for only 99 cents. What a deal.
Absolutely. So, Jim, are you looking forward to the Exorcist TV show? How does you think that's going to work out?
You know, to be honest with you, that's a tough one because I think that something like The Exorcist is so hard to redo and redo well. It's kind of like, you know, trying to make a TV series out of Citizen Kane.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's a great show if somebody's into spooky stuff they haven't seen is Stranger Things on Netflix. That's fantastic. And just recently came out over the last couple of months. But The Exorcist TV series, I'm a little skeptical about.
We shall see. We'll see whether it turns heads or not. No pun intended, I guess. Jim, have a good Halloween. Appreciate your time this morning.
Happy Halloween.